Oh, so yeah, the other day I was talking to the parental unit, and we'd gone up to Morrison's. And whenever I go up to Morrison's, I always take my little library bag with me because it's just big enough for me to carry all my shopping in, and at the same time, it also limits what I can buy. And as I wander around the supermarket, I use the bag instead of one of those wire rack things because it's very difficult to carry a bag, a wire rack, and the sight saber at the same time. And plus, as I say, as I put things in the bag, it tells me exactly how much space I've got and also limits my spending. Yeah, that doesn't work, does it? Okay. It doesn't limit the spending, but you get the idea. Anyway, so apparently the unit sort of looks at me and goes, haven't you ever stopped been sort of stopped for shoplifting? And I'm like, huh? Shoplifting? And she's like, well, yeah, you're putting stuff in your bag. I'm like, yeah, but I'm not nicking it. Because I usually go through the self-service tills. And I take the stuff out of my bag, put them on the side, and then use my bag in the little self-servicey thing so you can pack it and not have to take recyclable ones. And my mother seemed amazed that I had never been stopped for shoplifting because, you know, it's obviously something that, you know, people putting things in their bags, and it's just like, well, for starters, I can't see. For second, I'm not doing it sneakily. I'm walking up, putting things in my bag. It's not a kind of a, you know, I'm nicking things. And thirdly, I always go through the checkouts and pay for them. So it just kind of made me think, actually, yeah, it could easily be stopped for shoplifting at one point, even though I'm definitely not doing it. But it makes so much easier to do it. You know, walk through, put things in bag, put bag on thing, and you know exactly where you are, and you don't need to worry about sort of packing later. Everything fit. But yeah, that was pretty random. Sorry.